Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 16 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to
Naples 45.
I met up with
Tony Carnivale,
Clark Stillman,
Matthew Stillman,
and I ordered
two slices of margarita and one slice of pepperoni.
It's day 16, October 16th, and I am heading to Naples 45, which is on 45th Street between Lexington and Vanderbilt.
Can we please get one margarita DOC large and one large half
Barese
and half pepperoni? Thank you.
Anybody would like a salad or a soup to start?
Thank you. Just pizza.
Yeah, just pizza.
Thank you. So the pizza's just arrived. And this one right here is the pepperoni and sausage one. And it's got fresh mozzarella cheese. It's rectangular. And the crust, considering the way it's made, it's almost like a football shaped. Though it's pretty uniform around the crust.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty interesting. And, but there's the toppings as it cooked seem to have gravitated around the pizza. But still pretty well...
They're well distributed.
Distributed, yeah.
There definitely is a center axis bias, though.
Right. And the sausage, it also has onions on it. What is the name of that pizza?
Barese. B-A-R-E-S-E.
Okay.
From the region of Bari.
And it looks like it's cooked more over in this corner than and on this side.
The back of the oven.
Okay. That makes a little sense. And then the pepperonis have, like, what would you call that? Become concave?
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like this is pizza CSI.
And, and it splatters. Let's see, the pizza splatters this way, meaning...
Yeah.
Are there any epithelials on here? Let's check.
The margarita pizza, DOC. What does DOC stand for?
Stands for Denominazione Originata Controllata.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said it, because I can't pronounce it.
I'll send you an email with the spelling.
Thanks. The margarita pizza, once again, fresh mozzarella. It's got basil and sauce. It looks like a lot of sauce, which is my favorite part of a pizza. The crust looks really nice and firm, but let's find out and eat it. So we just finished our pizza. I had two slices of margarita and one slice of pepperoni. And I really, really liked it. I mean, I noticed that the crust was a little bit hard once it started to cool. Right out of the oven, though, it's really fresh and soft and delicious. So I don't know if there's a way to immediately put the crust in your mouth as soon as it comes out, but it's worth it. I think, though, that as the crust cools, though, it gives the stability to the underside of it. It enables it to support the weight of the fresh mozzarella and sauce, which the sauce is made by definition, because it's been approved by the Naples committee. The sauce is made with San Marzano tomatoes, which are absolutely delicious. I think that's pretty much all it is, though, is San Marzano tomatoes, you know, ground up.
Yeah.
And, but you know, in that pepperoni one, I noticed there was like a little kick to it. There's like in addition to the pepperonis being spicy themselves, there was also like some spices added, I think, either to the sauce or just on top. They were like a little bit spicier. Have you ever been to Naples 45?
No, this is my first trip here. I would come again. I would give it a 10. It has a good beat. I had a piece of pepperoni pizza that also had, looks like some sausage escaped to it, and somehow or another some onions escaped to it. And so I was very pleased to find the onions and sausage in my pepperoni.
So next time you come, maybe you'll try the, what is it called again?
I think it's called the Bereza.
Bereza. Will you try the Bereza, which has sausage and onions built on?
No, I would have to have pepperoni because I'd have to have pepperoni.
Did you have any of the margarita?
No.
It's pretty good. You had some of the margarita, right, Matt?
I will say one thing about the Bereza. It wasn't onions, it was fennel.
There's onions too.
Oh, was it onions?
Yeah, I read on the menu that it did say onions on the menu.
It's fennel too. Just fennel? Wanted to make sure the fennel got in there.
What is fennel, Matt?
Fennel, well, the Italian word for fennel is Pinocchio, but it's a licorice-tasting root vegetable.
Oh.
Licorice-tasting, is that anise?
Anise, yeah.
What is it?
Anise, yeah, or anise.
Anise? Okay, I just knew it wasn't pronounced anise, but I just tried to change the pronunciation as much as I could. But you, Tony, you had some of the Bereza.
I did. That's all I had, actually.
Did you taste the anus?
I tasted the anus.
Had you ever been here before?
I have been here before, actually. I've been here a couple times. I don't think I've had this particular kind of pizza here, but it was great.
Would you order it again?
I would definitely order it again. The sausage fennel combo is definitely... a taste bud tantalizing duo, Sean, I have to say.
I should have had a slice. And I see there is some of the sausage left over,
yeah.
And maybe some Pinocchio and anus. But I'm all full up, so I'm not going to be able to eat anymore. But you know what? Two large pizzas for four people more than filled us up, because there's slices left over.
Only because I'm restrained by side.
That's right. It's that good. I've been here before, so I'm a little bit biased, but I would come again. This is it's a real treat to find a place that gets regarded as official. You know, when you have pizza all around the rest of the city.
I think you should attempt to track down this pizza commission that certifies these places as being official, and you should talk to them, Sean. I think that should be a feature on your podcast.
That's not a bad idea.
They're in Naples.
They're based in Naples?
Yeah.
Well, you can call them on the phone. You probably speak English.
Yeah, when you call, ask, say, buongiorno, parli inglese, per favore, parli inglese.
Well, Matt, do you have any favorite phrases in Italian or Spanish that sound real good?
Yeah. My favorite one in Italian, given to me by Mario Batali before my first trip to Italy.
Who's that?
He's a famous chef. He cooks at Babbo downtown. He's really fat, has red hair, and wears...
Ponytail.
And a ponytail, also wears clogs. And what he told me to say whenever I went to an Italian restaurant, particularly in Bologna, but anywhere, was to say, fate voi con vini locali, which means, essentially, what it actually means is, make me what you want, but with local wine. But what it actually means in Italian, in terms of, like, the subtlety, is... I trust you enough, Mr. Chef, to make me the food that you think I would like, because you understand the type of person I am, and I understand the type of person you are. And whatever you do, give me the wine that you think I should drink with the food that you so highly recommend.
Wow.
Thanks so much, Paisan.
Wow, that is pretty...
packed into that.
That's pretty economical in Italian, then, to get all that out
in that
one phrase. You are going to Colorado, right?
I'm going to Colorado.
Does that have to do with work?
It has to do with politics. So, work, sort of, I guess. Potential work.
Okay. Well, where are you going in Colorado?
I'm in Denver. And I'm going to go see friends of mine who are having a baby in like 4 weeks, who Susan and I have been asked to be their godparents for their upcoming child. But this guy works for John Edwards and wants me to work on the campaign. So I'll just be meeting with him and someone who's working on the John Edwards campaign as well.
So John Edwards is running for president?
John Edwards, you've heard it here first.
That's right, a pizza month first!
John Edwards is running for president. He's announcing in March.
You know, people say the Daily Show is a good source for news. Well, the Daily Show can eat a tart out, because now Sean Taylor's pizza podcast is the new source for news scoop.
Well, what about dirt thrown back the other way? Is your dad?
Okay.
I guess this isn't really dirt.
Well, good. It
dirt.
Doesn't have to be dirt.
I just think it's kind of funny more than anything. I guess when
My parents recently moved from an apartment on 87th Street in Amsterdam, where I was pretty much raised. And I guess I was in college, and I was helping my mom clean this old trunk. And there was inside there were old pictures. And inside, deep in the bowels of this trunk, was a picture of my dad who looked high and filthy. And he had this Mexican death mask on.
I was sitting with the Mexican death mask. Okay, so the Mexican death mask...
Wait, but hold on a second. There's a Mexican death mask.
I wasn't wearing it, son.
You were holding it. So it was a death mask?
But either way, it was one of those painted skeleton masks they use in Mexico.
But he's got like this crazy serape on his head, looking stoned and filthy and half-grown beard. But the most important part, he's just naked. The picture is just of my dad.
No, you don't want to see that. That's disturbing.
It's not a matter of not wanting to see it. Just like, it looks so, like, creepy.
Well, you've actually conflated several different pictures.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. That is not what I wanted to hear right now.
You've actually conflated several different pictures that were taken on this grand tour to Mexico.
It was a pictorial spread.
In 1969, when we drove to Nuevo Laredo, and then we went to Mexico. But the pictures that you conflated in your mind, because... I let you see these pictures.
You weren't there.
No. These pictures are gone because Mom has now since.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is a terrible.
Oh, that's sad.
This is a shame.
But they can't be made available then on the pizza blog?
Well, I don't know. I have to.
No, I don't want you to repose for them. No, that's fine. No.
Believe me.
The Mexican death mask back.
The Mexican death mask remind me that Halloween is upon us. What are you guys going as? What are you going as, Tony?
I don't know, Sean. I haven't thought of it.
What has been one of your best costumes, though, that you've gone as?
Oh, God. When I was a little kid, I went as a... I believe in the early 80s, we still called them hobos.
Is that no longer allowed?
Actually, I was a hobo clown. I have to take that back. I was part clown. I was like a clown. You know how clowns have characters that they play? Like... You're not just going to be a clown, you're a clown old lady, or like a clown. If you ever go to a circus, there's, you know. So I was a hobo clown, and I had a little stick with a bag on it. I think now that would be considered offensive, I'm not sure. Not 100% sure.
That's a pretty good
costume. To the Association of Hobos?
I'm sorry?
To the Association of Hobos?
I don't know. I think
against defamement of...
It's making light of homelessness. I'm not sure if that's acceptable.
Right. Maybe once all those clowns got laid off, it no longer was funny.
Right, like, exactly. After the great clown strike of the mid-80s, it's very sad.
Are you going to celebrate Halloween this year, Mrs. Tillman?
No, because I can't eat candy.
That's the only way to celebrate Halloween.
You can still be naked, however.
Well, thank you guys very much for joining me on Pizza Day. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.